كرم. والكرم ليس فقط بالأموال، تمام؟ يعني الكرم بالأموال لا أدنى أنواع الكرم. كرم بالأخلاق والكرم في التعامل مع الناس واللطافة والسماحة دي أعلى أنواع الكرم. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث: إنكم لن تسعوا الناس بأموالكم ولكن سعوهم بأخلاقكم. So by generosity we're not talking necessarily about financial generosity. And financial generosity, of course, is one type, but it's one of the lowest types of generosity. The highest form is generosity in manners. The way you talk to people, the way you deal with them, this is the highest form of generosity. And the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that you cannot contain people and be generous to them with your money, all the people in the world, but you can give only so much, but you can be generous to everyone through your manners. The way you behave toward people. وذكرنا زمان قصة الرجل الذي يعني ذهب إلى أحد الناس وخبط على الباب وسألهم الطعام، فقالوا ما عندناش طعام، فألح عليهم في السؤال كان جائع، فضربوه ورموه في الشارع. فقال: لا خير عندك تهديها ولا مال، فليسعد النطق إن لم يسعد الحال. أنت عدمان وما عندكش مصاري، على الأقل خليك مؤدب، تمام؟ So we mentioned the story a long time ago. This guy, he went to some people to ask them for food. He knocked on the door, they came out, and they said, what do you want? He said, I'm hungry, I need food. They said, we don't have nothing. So he insisted that they should give him something, so they kicked him away. They pushed him and they kicked them out. So he said, if you guys can afford food, at least you can afford some manners, okay? Because you don't have to pay money for manners. You know, it's for free. نذكر حديث واحد في البخاري ومسلم يشرح كرم الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معهم، وأن الكرم بس مش مجرد فلوس، الكرم بالأخلاق. حديث في البخاري ومسلم رواه جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري، فقال: كنا في حفر الخندق، في غزوة الخندق، غزوة الأحزاب، و يعني ظلوا ثلاثة أيام ما ذاقوا فيها ذواقا، لم يأكلوا فيها شيئا. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان معهم، إذا جاعوا جاع معهم، وكانوا إذا ربطوا حجرا على يعني بطونهم من الجوع ربط حجرين من شدة الجوع. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم آخر الناس أكلا وآخرهم شربا، يعني لما كانوا جوعانين ويجي أكل أو شرب كان يعطيهم جميعا ويأكل آخر واحد، تمام؟ So in this authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, in Ghazwat al-Ahzab, they were digging the trench to protect themselves from the Ahzab that wanted to attack Medina. So Jabir ibn Abdullah said, for 3 days, we didn't eat no food, nothing. And the Prophet ﷺ was the first among us, and he was suffering like us. He didn't eat nothing for 3 days. He was digging with us. And this is how the Prophet ﷺ behaved with his Sahaba. If they went hungry, he went hungry like them. If he had to work, dig a trench, build a masjid, he was the first in the line. And when the food and the water came, he was the last to eat. He was not the first, he was always the last. So he said, I came to the Prophet ﷺ and I saw the stones on his stomach, and I knew he was hungry. فَرَأَيْتُ الْجُوعَ فِي وَجْهِهِ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْجُوعَ ظَهَرَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فقلت يا رسول الله يعني كدية عظيمة عرضت لنا بيحفروا الخندق والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في اتجاه آخر قالوا إن صخرة عظيمة واجهتهم ما استطاعوش إن هم يلتفوا حولها أو يكسروها فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وسمى بسم الله وكبر وضربها ضربة فصارت كثيبا أهيا يعني صارت رملا ضربة واحدة فيعني طارت بإذن الله. So he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet ﷺ was digging in one side and Jabir and his companions were digging on the other side. So he said, while we were digging, we came across that rock and we couldn't get around it because it was so huge and it is very solid and very tough. We couldn't get through it. And I saw hunger on the face of the Prophet ﷺ. He was so hungry. So he said the Prophet ﷺ came and he took the axe and he hit the stone one time and it became sand. Okay. بإذنالله, with the help of Allah. So Jabir رضي الله عنه said, قال فاستأذنت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أذهب إلى بيتي. فذهبت إلى بيتي وقلت لامرأتي إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أكل طعاما منذ 3. ف فهل عندك من شيء؟ هو نفسه أصلا كان مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في 3 أيام وما أكل شيء، ولكن اهتم بأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أولا. فقالت نعم عندنا يعني شاة صغيرة أو معزة عدمانة كده ضعيفة، وصاعا من شعير، حفنات من الشعير. فقالت اذهب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وادعوه إلى الطعام، ونفر من أصحاب حتى لا تطبع أبو بكر عمر ماشل كذا بس، تمام، لأنه الطعام لا يكفي، ولا تفضحني عند رسول الله وأصحابه، لأنه أنت لو دعيت عدد كبير من الناس والأكل خلص وهم بيأكلوا تبقى فضيحة، مش عارفين إن إحنا نضيف الضيفان يعني وكذا فضيحة. So Jabir excused himself and he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I'm gonna go to my house and come back very quick. So he went to his wife and said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had been hungry for 3 days, so we want to make some food for him. He himself was hungry, Jabir, the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but he wanted to feed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم first. So she said, we have, you know, some barley, just handfuls of barley, like wheat, and we have a little goat, skinny goat. So invite the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and a couple of his friends, like 3 or 4 of them, to come and eat. And don't disgrace us in front of the Prophet and his companions. She is saying basically, don't invite a lot of people because if they show up and there's nothing to eat, it's gonna be a disgrace for us in the whole community. فذهب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يا رسول الله يعني إن عندنا شاة نزيلة وعندنا صاعا من شعير وكذا، فلو تتفضل تيجي معانا أنت وأبو حسن وأبو فلان وكذا كذا ناكل. وهو يسر إليه مش بيكلمه قدام الناس، دخله على جنب كده عشان إيه ما حدش يسمع. فطبعا واحد إذا كان واحد جوعان بقاله 3 أيام وطبعا سمع أخبار إن في لحمة وفي كذا، أقول له طب وأنا أجيب ليه 3 أرباع معايا؟ طب ما أجي أنا وأنت بس والمدام ونقعد ناكل عادي يعني ونرجع كأنه مفيش حاجة. ففعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إيش؟ فنادى يا أهل الخندق، نادى على الناس جميعا، وكانوا أكثر من 1000 اللي كانوا بيحفروا كما أخبر جابر بن عبد الله. إن جابر أعد لكم طعام فهلموا. فجابر بن عبد الله يعني فقال يعني أنا حسيت إن الأرض هتنشق وتبلعني من الفضيحة. ده لسه زوجتي المدام قايله لي هم 3 أرباع ما تجيبش أكتر من كده. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اذهب وأعد للشاة يعني اذبحها ونظفها وقطعها وكذا واطحن الشعير ولا تخبزه ولا تطبخه حتى آتيه. تمام؟ فذهب إلى زوجته. So when Jabir ibn Abdullah came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, my wife has a little goat and we have some barley and we would like to invite you over with, you know, 3 or 4 of your companions. And he whispered to him. He didn't talk like, you know, in the microphone. No, he spoke to him in private. And I would imagine if I were in the place of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and I've been hungry for 3 days and somebody comes to me would like to invite you over and my wife cook, you know, a little something, would you bring, you know, 3 or 4 of your companions to eat with us? And I said, why 3 or 4 of my companions? You know, why don't I go with you? You and your wife, the 3 of us, can eat the goat, little goat, or chicken, and, you know, the bread, and khalas. We have a little party, then we'll eat. But no. What the Prophet ﷺ did was, he called at the top of his mouth, you know, voice, and he said, oh, people who are digging the trench, and there were over 1,000 of them. Brother Jabir, may Allah, you know, bless him and his wife, they prepared food for you, all of you. So please come over and eat. So Jabir said, I stood there and I was shocked. I didn't know what to say because my wife just told me that only 3 or 4 guys, okay, that's it. And don't put us to disgrace. And now the Prophet ﷺ is inviting everyone over. He said, what am I going to do? So the Prophet ﷺ told him, go, you know, prepare the goat, slaughter it and cut it, and but don't cook it until I come and grind the barley and don't bake it until I come. On the way, he was talking to himself, Jabir ibn Abdullah, and هقول لي زوجتي ايه ومشكلة كبيرة. فلما ذهب إليها وقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا قلت له والله قلت له إنه هم 3 أرباع بس، ولكنه دعا القوم جميعا فقالت بك وبك. قعد بقى تقول له أنت كذا وأنت كذا وما تفضحنا وما تجرسنا وهد كذا. فقال لها إني والله أخبرته. فقالت إذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علم إنه ما عندناش غير الماعز وعندنا كذا يبقى خلاص، فإن الله أو إن يعني هو يعلم وهو لن يفضحنا بين الناس. So he was talking to himself on the way. This is gonna be a big day of a day that we live in infamy, a day of disgrace for me and the family. Okay. So he went to his wife and he told her the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited the everybody. So she told him, "You are so and so." She basically was not too happy about what she heard. But he told her, "Wallah, I told him in advance, it's only a few guys, please come and eat. You don't have to invite the whole tribe, everybody." So he knows. So she said, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows, he will take care of it. Okay. فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك للطعام وضع يده عليه ودعا كذا ودعا على العجين وكذا ودعا فصاروا يخبزون ويطبخون الطعام فدعاهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جماعة جماعة يخشوا 20 واحد يأكلوا ويطلعوا فإذا خرجوا عاد الطعام كما هو المعزة ترجع كما هي والخبز يرجع كما هو وجابر يقسم إنه الطعام بعد ما ينتهي ويخرجون يرجع كما كان هم المعزة وهم 20 رغيف مثلا هم فيدخلوا جماعة يأكلون ويخرجون وترجع كما هو ثم أكل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبقي ومن يعني وكذا وأكل الطعام فخرجوا جميعا هم وتنحوا يعني كلمة تنحى في العربي معناه أنه أكل حتى شبع تمام فأكلوا وشبعوا ببركة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وببركة يعني كرم الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم. So he said, when the Prophet ﷺ came, he blessed the food and he blessed the barley, the flour or the dough. And the Prophet ﷺ said, now you can cook and bake. And he invited them. There were over 1,000 people, so he invited them 20 people by 20 people. So when they came, the first group they ate the whole goat and they ate all the leaves of bread. And when they left, it came back. The whole goat came back and all the bread came back. And Jabir was swearing by Allah that this is what happened. And they came in 20s and when they finished all of them, and every time a group eats the whole meat and the bread, it came back. And this is not new. Musa alayhi salam had the same miracle and Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, something similar happened to him. So it is not only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessing the food and the fish and the meat that the people ate. So he said, after everyone ate and they were happy, they ate to their full, they started to leave. By the blessings of the Prophet ﷺ and the generosity of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. And we'll continue next week, inshallah. Nasa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'alimana, ma'infa'ala, ma'infa'ala, bima'alamana. Wa ansur lahum ikhwana al-muslimin al-mustad'afin fi Syria wa fi al-Iraq wa fi Palestine wa fi kulli makan yughlabu fihi al-muslimun. Allahumma alayka bi man zalama al-muslimin fa innahum la yu'jizunak. وصلي اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.